Welcome, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Wait, I shouldn't have done the bells and Thanksgiving.
That was the wrong holiday.
I like the bells of Thanksgiving.
Well, we gotta do something for Thanksgiving, right? Like, yeah, turkey gobble chorus.
Turkey gobble is perfect. And if anyone's gonna do it, it's Stephanie. She's gonna nail the turkey gobble bells.
I think it should be in harmony.
Yeah.
Okay, you know. Do it again.
Go for it.
We watched a little too many rubber chicken videos today, but we'll get to that.
That's fine.
No fair guessing.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of rubber chicken videos out there. It's weird.
That doesn't surprise me. It's, you know, there's a lot of everything on the internet.
That's true. It just disturbs me that I'm not making lots of money being a YouTube creator for a rubber chicken thing.
It's really a tremendous skill.
It is. It looks really hard.
Yeah. To be a rubber chicken or what?
A rubber chickenist.
Oh.
It would be pretty hard to be a rubber chicken, too.
It would probably be hard to be a rubber chicken as well.
Yeah probably.
But harder. To be a rubber chickenist.
It's a horrible would you rather. would you rather have to learn to play the rubber chicken or would you rather be the rubber chicken?
Well, is there option C?
Nope.
Pass.
Option C might be a turkey on Thanksgiving, which is just the worst way to be.
Yeah, but then I might get pardoned by a president, and then I'll be okay for a little while.
Is that a thing that's happening?
I don't know.
The turkeys are getting pardoned?
I don't know if it's happening
it's
this year.
It's supposed to
happen. But oh. It happens every year. Yeah.
Yeah.
That the turkeys get pardoned?
Well,
just
a
one.
Turkey.
A turkey.
Yeah.
They have a lottery.
Oh, I suddenly feel all really bad for the rest of the turkeys.
Especially the ones that are living on the same farm.
I know, it's not fair.
Yeah, no, it's
really
not fair.
Not to make the other ones watch.
Yeah, they should just kill them all. It's more fair that way.
Don't worry, we'll get around to it. Capitalism will have its day. The system works. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy
welcome.
Thanksgiving.
Welcome to Crimes Against Folk.
It's quite the intro there.
I am Edward Williams.
I'm Ashley Norton.
I'm Stephanie Groot.
The gang's all here.
Woo!
Hail, hail.
Finally.
Yeah, seriously.
We are still coming to you from our respective places in Arizona and California, but we decided to film a special Thanksgiving Day special that will share some extra stories from the road and play a couple songs and have a bit of fun, that sort of thing.
Yep. I'm thankful for you guys.
Aww.
Thankful
for you guys, too.
Aww.
This is good water. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm questioning
all right,
why
I'm thankful for you guys.
Didn't pour the wine and the whiskey for this episode. This is Thanksgiving after all, but
we probably should have, yeah.
Okay. We can still do that, you know.
We can do that.
True.
We can take turns going to anyway. Anyway. Speaking of rubber chickens.
We doing that? We're ripping the Band-Aid off on that one?
Is that a segue?
I think this is a fantastic
segue.
That sounds
like a segue to me.
I think the whole thing has been just lending itself to this story.
It's appropriate. We didn't even have to try.
Well,
it just happened.
For it.
Well, do we even still have the rubber chicken?
No.
No.
It died a very sad death.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember that.
Well, the good news is that I probably have a bunch more, right?
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that was my very first tour with you guys.
Yeah.
And I thought it imperative to have a rubber chicken on the dash.
It seemed appropriate.
Well, I mean, I never went anywhere without one before.
Right.
It was a mascot of mine. And I didn't know you had other dash buddies that it could get along
You didn't with. Know that at the time?
I don't think so.
So Stephanie's talking about our dashboard friends.
Yeah, describe this photo for us if you can. If not, I can do it.
Stephanie's.
I don't think I know the photo. Do you
okay,
know?
This so one,
yeah.
There's
oh,
a
there
photo.
We go. A dog butt. A dog butt and some sriracha. There's some robot thing.
That's Servo.
That's Tom Servo.
Tom Servo?
Yeah, from MST 3000.
Okay.
Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, right.
Yep. Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? From it's very far away from me, and it looks like a miniature bubblegum machine with feet.
That's exactly what Tom Servo was. He was a gumball machine that Joel turned into a robot, basically. Robot puppet.
Okay. And you know, I've seen that show, and I don't know why I didn't know that. And then I love the back of this chicken.
Me too.
He's kind of like a thug chicken.
Yeah.
With some, he's got some like swim trunks on. And like, I don't remember this about the chicken, but he kind of has some like Elvis hair that looks like it's actually kind of floppy. And he's clearly got some bling on if you could see his chest, but you can't.
You can kind of see it on the back of his neck there, but.
So I think I was attracted to this chicken because A, it was one of the only ones I could find to buy. And that was a big factor. and now I think they're probably making tons of them.
It has a mom tattoo also, doesn't it?
I think it does have a mom tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You can't see it in the photo, but I think it's on the side.
I thought we kind of needed a thug on our trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like a street tough, it was like a protector.
He's the muscle.
Yeah, he's the muscle.
Yeah.
So I ordered this chicken, which at the time, you couldn't really get a rubber chicken online.
That's so crazy.
God, this must have been 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
My, how things have changed.
And I believe I ordered it from Target. and they send it to me. And then after I opened it up, I got an email from them saying that my order got lost somewhere, and they were very sorry, but they were going to be sending my order out again. So they kept sending me these rubber chickens.
How many did you get?
I ended up with 3. And I didn't know what to do. Do we return them? Do we each get one?
I was going to say, that kind of seemed like the appropriate thing, but I never got an additional rubber chicken.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, I think some people stole them
off my doorstep.
They were such a hot commodity back then. Probably some of these people that were wanting to break into a career playing the rubber chicken.
You should get a percentage of those YouTube creators.
You should have heard this amazing rendition of what AC/DC song was that? I mean, it was brilliant.
Da-na.
You have to know just where to squeeze, how hard to squeeze.
Yeah.
I mean, this is complicated business.
Yeah,
And at the time, this thug chicken that Target kept sending to me was like the only thing on the market. It's like working with a Walmart guitar. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it worked out. I don't know. I think I did have 2 more on my doorstep by the time I got done with this trip.
Well, and he became a great tour mascot for us until he literally crumbled into pieces.
Oh, yep.
That's what happened to my first rubber chicken, Orville.
Yeah. Did we give this one a name? We must have.
Chad.
It was Chad.
Chad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Well, we named him Chad for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had our friend named Chad, who is an amazing drummer and singer-songwriter out of Phoenix, Arizona, and he played maybe 3 shows with us.
Yeah.
And we got really excited, and we like officially put him in the band and had him in our band.
That's
chat.
Right, he was. Yeah.
And then he died.
Yeah.
He died very really suddenly. Tragically.
Yeah.
Suddenly. I mean, it was such a huge loss for the music community in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But so when we were looking for a name for the rubber chicken, it was like
Chad. Appropriate.
Yeah, because we're like, we can take Chad that. With us.
Yeah.
he would have loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that we named him Chad. But I think he came with us, to London. I think didn't we pack a couple of these mascots, Ed, and bring them to London?
I don't remember, possibly.
I don't know.
We definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he stayed in London. I think that was his demise.
That's what it was, yeah. We left him in London.
Because he had, he was basically broken in half. Yeah, speaker went out, he's broken in half, and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It happens.
Yeah, he's a rubber chicken. Touring's
rough.
Yeah, that'll be us
it's
in
good
5 years.
Advice, folks.
oh, yeah, the metaphor. I'm, pretty sure I'm broken in half and my squeaker is broken, so...
Put lotion on.
But there's a great video we have of this. So Stephanie was telling us this exact story that she was just telling us now about all the rubber chickens arriving at her doorstep. And as we were on this beautiful drive to Bolinas, we had our bass player Patrick with us at the time in the car. And Stephanie's telling the story, and we're on this, and it's really windy. You could see the ocean. And I happened to catch this little story on film, and it just
makes me
smile every time. She had no idea we were filming it, but so
I
threw
it
up on YouTube.
Muppet that's always still talking when everyone else stops.
Oh,
Janice.
Yep. Yeah.
I felt like I was just saying this random thing, and it ended up kind of being chronicled for posterity.
Yeah. and reshared with you now.
Let's take a look.
So for whatever reason, I get this email from Target. This is where I got this chicken. And they were like, sorry, your order has been delayed. And I'm like, what order? And I couldn't figure out what it meant. I think that it sent me another rubber chicken.
There was maybe a box of them.
I know, I was like, I'm like getting a rubber chicken from Target the rest of my life.
That would be the best thing ever.
That was the other thing.
You'd have to start the same way.
I was like, do you think there's a rubber chicken sitting outside? She's like, what?
That's the appropriate remark to that statement.
Can you let the rubber chicken in my house? He's just been waiting outside.
We had it made.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember why sriracha was there.
On the dashboard?
Is that just a thing?
That was Lisa's thing. She loved sriracha.
Oh.
She had was on a huge sriracha kick for a long time. I remember that.
So she was just giving out bottles?
No, that was her, that's like me with a tea. You need to bring your own sriracha in case there is none or it's not the kind you like. You got to bring it with you. And she did.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So that wasn't actually a decoration. She would take that down and use it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then that has to be in London.
Oh, maybe it was.
Oh.
Because she didn't tour with us any other time.
On the photo?
Yeah.
But we're in the Subaru on the photo.
She must have toured with us at some point.
She must have gone somewhere.
She definitely did.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Never mind. Maybe we're in Chicago.
Maybe.
They would have a vagina sign.
Okay. It does look like a vagina sign. But it also looks, it's very clear to me that this is a city, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell what city it is, but.
It's a cool photo, though. I just like how we have all of our tour mascots lined up, kind of just looking at the road ahead.
Right.
Where's the adventure next, guys? And they come alive at night. I've got the whole scenario played out.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think we've got Puppy, that's Puppy the reggae dog there on the left. Yep. That was our first tour mascot, I think.
Yeah, some woman in Reno gave him to us.
Oh, yeah.
Just a random woman at the show at Singer, I forget the name of the place, Singer something.
Oh, yeah, the Singer Bar, whatever.
And she just, here, you have this puppy.
Yeah, and I think there was like a reggae song playing, and I was like, it's Puppy the reggae dog.
Yeah.
Puppy the reggae dog, I like that.
I don't know where he is, though.
I was going to say, do you guys still have him?
Yeah,
he looks
we
so
still have
cute.
Him.
We do?
Just you have must him in have a bag him. Somewhere.
Oh, okay. He's probably in the Subaru. He's the only surviving team.
Right? Well, Lisa took her sriracha back, surely. I'm sure she did.
I'm sure it's... I hope it's been used, put to good use.
Well, and I have Tom Servo on my desk right here.
Oh, perfect. So, good. I'm glad he's still a mascot. And we've got
our own mascot here. My bunny is on tour.
Yeah, bunny's always on tour with you.
Yeah, if he can be. Yeah.
Nice.
He's seen a lot
Not
of
Not usually when I fly. Stuff. He doesn't like to be in a suitcase.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. That would be rough.
Yeah.
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 Gets scary. I wouldn't want to be in a suitcase either, so. Fair.
All right, Ash, you want to throw a show and tell out there?
Sure, I'll tell my story. Let's see.
Which one do you want to do?
I'm going to go for the Boston flood.
Okay, good. That's the one I queued up.
Okay, oh, perfect. So this, I'm just pulling up the photo so I can kind of reference it myself.
I think it's the first one.
Is it? Aha, there it is. Jinx. So... We went on tour to Boston, as in Stephanie and Ed and I. Was it just the three of us?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And I can't remember where we were coming from or where we were. I think we were going to Chicago after this. Was that right? Is that the long trip?
Well, we did two in Boston.
Yeah.
We did the first one, and then we went to
Nantucket.
And then we came back to Boston.
Right.
So I think this was actually the second one, because I think the second time we were in Boston, it was raining.
All right, so my story, I would like to call the Boston flood. So basically, we were on tour through Boston, as in Stephanie and Ed and I as a trio, and we'd started off in Nantucket, and we worked our way into the city, and we played at this bar called, I don't remember the name of it. Do you remember? It was like a name.
John something.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what? I think I can look this up. Keep going.
And yeah, it was like a historical figure of some kind, some forefather. I don't know.
It looked like an old church in there.
Yeah, there was really pretty stained glass that we were playing in front of. And it
John
was
John Harvard's.
John Harvard's. Okay.
John Harvard's
well, that makes sense because I think we were probably in Harvard Square or something. I know we were close to the college.
Yeah, we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had an incident with some turkeys.
Yeah,
oh, which is right. a perfect yeah. Thanksgiving story for you guys.
That's right. You should have gone first.
Dang it. Well, no, we're working, we're progressing. We've got rubber chickens and then we've got turkeys.
I didn't realize we had such a natural Thanksgiving theme.
Of course we do.
We totally planned this.
Absolutely. Plan everything out so well. So anyway, we're walking around Harvard Square-ish area, and Stephanie found this, like, amazing coat, and she almost brought it.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, it was like a velvet black coat, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. And it's, like, comes down to just above the knee, and it's got the belt.
Yeah,
and,
really cute coat.
Yeah.
Really cute coat. So then we leave the store, and there's this, like, massive turkey running around. And we just thought it was the funniest thing, because, like, what a random scene to find out a wild turkey running around the streets of Boston. And we said something to the bus driver, right?
Well, because the turkey tried to cross the road.
Oh, yeah.
That was supposed to be the chicken.
And you started chasing after it and trying to stop traffic so it could, cross the road. And that's when the bus driver had to stop and tell you that turkey does that every day, and he brings his family sometimes. And not to even bother her.
I have zero recollection of this, by the way.
Oh, you just took off, and you're, like, in the middle of Boston Street. Like, stop, stop, stop. And this turkey cares not.
Oh, yeah, pays you no mind.
I'm trying to commit turkey suicide, and
it's
I'm like,
just
no.
Doing whatever it wants. And the bus driver goes, oh, that's Tom. He's here every day at this time. Later on, he'll be on the other side of the street with his family.
Yep. That makes sense.
But the funniest thing was just well, not only let you think of Boston, you know, as just kind of like a big city, and I guess the area we were in didn't feel very big city.
Yeah,
per
true.
Se. But either way, you don't expect to see, like, a turkey.
No, just crossing the street like that. No. Harvard's, I think it was, like, Harvard Square near it. And
Yeah,
it was in Harvard Square.
Yeah, which is a really cool area of Boston. But, yeah, you did not expect to see the turkey.
And I guess just the way that square was and the way the streets were, you know, they were kind of narrow. People kind of drive slow through there. So it sort of lent itself for you to just go chasing after this turkey to try to protect it.
Well, which isn't the weirdest part of our day. It gets weirder.
Remember, this is the Boston flood.
This is not the Boston turkey story. This is only an introduction. So we were playing our gig, and it was this really nice place, this John Harvard's, and in a brewery, and it had these beautiful stained glass windows, and we're playing in front of the stained glass windows, and it was absolutely packed. Which wasn't so great for sound because it was very, very, very loud. And it's kind of annoying when we play a very, very loud bar and we have to try and get our sound system over the noise of the crowd, which especially in a room like that, an old like church with those huge vaulted ceilings and everything. I mean, it's just an impossible task. So, I mean, we had fun, I think, and we tried to just like get through it.
It was one of those 4-hour gigs, so it was a pretty long show. It was going to be a pretty long show.
Oh, right. It was a 4-hour show.
Didn't we actually play there twice?
Yep.
Yeah. So this was the second time.
Oh, okay.
This was when we came back because we had
Right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Okay. I forgot about that. So, mm-hmm. And my friend Eileen was there, who I grew up with, and she brought some people, and like, so we knew some people there, and we're having a good time and whatever. And it's raining outside, and then all of a sudden it's pouring outside, and we're on our break at our show. And the manager comes up to us and he said, hey guys, I don't think that you're going to be able to do another set. And we were like, why is that? And he goes, because the restaurant is flooding. We're like, oh my God. And he goes, yeah, look. So we go and look down the stairwell that we had just stored our instruments in earlier that day while we were out chasing turkeys.
Right, and where their office was down
where
there.
Their office was. Office was completely flooded and the water was rising like up to the top of the stairs and it was like coming up and they cleared out the whole bar and I think Stephanie said this earlier but I'll say it again because there are times when we're loading out our gig when it'll take us like 45 minutes to get everything packed up or sometimes longer and out the door. You never realize that you can actually pack up your stuff in 3 minutes until you really have to. So we've never packed up faster in our lives.
Yeah. It was so fast, I have no recollection of doing it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. Well, actually, you know what? I do. I don't remember chasing the turkey. I do remember packing our stuff up really quickly and Ed pulling up the car and us running out there and throwing everything in there and being on our merry way. But they had to literally go into the office. The manager had to wade through the water just to like get our paycheck.
And I think your purse was in there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was a couple things, yeah.
Okay. Well, luckily they weren't on the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was. I mean, you can see from that photo, it was really rising.
Well, and it was, yeah. I mean, it was above his waist.
Yeah. It was really crazy. Yeah. And we're just, and you see my head in the mirror at the top of that shot because there was a mirror right there. So it was kind of a cool photo, I thought. That's one of the reasons I took it because I was like, this actually... This is really freaky, but it looks cool because you've got the stairwell and then the water rising and then like a little space of air and then there's like that mirror and then you've got my head in the mirror.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah.
What
I didn't until I looked at it again just now.
Yeah.
What I think is also a funny part of that story is just that the manager had to come up and inform us of this. Because really when we looked, once we found out, we really looked around at the scene, people were like scattering like roaches.
Yeah.
Like they're all check, please.
Yeah.
You know, and like,
and we're like,
we're just sitting there chit chatting,
ready to go.
Just completely oblivious to the fact that this was happening around us.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gearing up to play our next set. We're like, all right, let's do it.
Like, people are rowing by, and we're just like, yep, we're going to be on in five. Stick around, folks.
It was a long trip. although, I think there was one other time that we managed to pack up just as quickly, if not quicker, and we didn't. It's maybe a photo we should share another time, but that was the time when we were in Scotland trying to get out of that disaster of a hotel we were supposed to stay at.
Not a hotel. Well, and we're using that term loosely.
It was not a hotel. It was a storage unit, basically.
Yeah.
It was a storage unit. I've got a lot of pictures from that.
Yeah. Yeah, we should share those sometime.
Yeah.
Log that story. We will tell it. Tune back in to Crimes Against Folk to hear that one.
That was a true crime against folk.
Yep. Cool. Anyway, that's the Boston Flood.
The Boston Flood.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, let's stay in that geographic area, and I'll go in mine.
All right.
Which is the Chowder World Tour that consisted really of only one place.
It's the only place you needed.
Yeah. Only place that mattered. We were, as Ash and Steph mentioned earlier, we were kind of doing a run through New England. And we did mainland, then went to Nantucket, and then came back.
That's kind of what I recall. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds accurate.
Because I couldn't recall the timeline, but yeah, we got invited to play at another brewery on Nantucket, which was nice because you had some family there, don't you, Ash?
Yeah, my uncle lives on Nantucket, and so we got to stay at his house and hang out with him. It was really fun.
We got to see the coast, which I was not expecting. It was cold, so we stayed there very long.
Yeah, that's right, when we went to the beach, and we're like,
it was pretty cold.
Cool beach, let's go.
Yeah, it looked awesome, but boy, it was cold. Just kind of walked around Nantucket. I'd never been there. Had you been there, Steph?
I had never been there, no.
I had never been there either.
Oh, you hadn't?
No.
I thought you had. Okay.
No, so
I totally thought you'd been there before.
You would think, because I spent the first 11 years of my life in Boston.
You were close enough, sure, yeah.
Well, we would go to Martha's Vineyard, though. So there's Nantucket and there's Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Okay.
And you're either rich and you own a home on one of these islands and that's where you go, or you're not rich and you know people who are rich and you go stay with them. Either Nantucket. So we knew people on Martha's Vineyard. So my uncle had only recently moved to Nantucket at the time. So I had not been.
Oh, you know what? I just pulled up September of 2016. So
we can
get the timeline here.
Oh, I was actually wondering what year it was too.
Yeah.
16. Yeah.
2016. So we did New York. Then we went to Boston. Then we went to New Haven and played Stella Blues.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Then back to Boston and then Nantucket. So we were actually, Ed, when this story is taking place, we're out of Nantucket. And we're about to head on a 2-day drive to Chicago.
Right, we're doing the heavy drive where we had to like stay overnight in Cleveland and stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I remember that drive and being like, Stephanie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you've come all the way up to this tour and...
Can I switch with the chicken and ride on the dash for a while?
It was still fun. That was a really fun tour, though. I remember just being... It was so cool to, like, go that far, too. I think at that time, that was the farthest we'd been as a band, you know, especially as a trio.
And like, it's actually remarkable how much stuff we had between the three of us and everything that we were able to get in the car, including me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
And put all the stuff on the roof of the car at the time. Yep.
That was when we were using the roof thing.
So yeah, we had just gotten back from Nantucket when this is happening.
And did anyone have any clam chowder on Nantucket?
We had the discussion on the ferry and we're like, Ed, it's your story. You tell it.
Well, yeah, like we did have the discussion and we were like, when we disembark, we should find, somebody, the person with the thickest New England accent around and ask them where the best place is to get chowder because they are going to know. No one else is going to know. We're not going to ask another tourist. That person's going to know. The local will know where to go. And so we go back to the, we disembark and we go back to the lot where car is and pull up to the, to station to pay the guy there. And boy, oh, he had a heavy, accent.
Yeah, we're so like, well, we found our guy.
This is the guy. So we ask him, hey, is there a good place to get some clam chowder around here? And he said, oh, yeah, you want to go to Captain Parker's. Down in, where was it? Yarmouth, actually, I think it was.
Yep, it was.
That's what my...
Yarmouth.
Yeah, that's that's what my photo tag said was Yarmouth. And it wasn't that far away. It was maybe like 10 minutes away or something.
Yeah, it was just right there.
Yeah, it was right down the street.
Yeah, and we got so lucky.
We went to Captain Parker's and had incredible clam chowder.
That was really good. I'm looking at this photo.
I still think about this clam chowder. Even all these years later, because I'm pretty sure that was the first clam chowder I'd ever had.
I think you're right.
And I was like, this is incredible. It was all downhill from here.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it definitely wasn't the first I had, but it's the last I've ever wanted. Yeah.
Well, it just kind of sounds gross. Like, I think you have to, being from Boston, I grew up with clam chowder, and we've just... You know, we love it because it's so good there everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but it just clam chowder, that just sounds so gross. So if you're not like used to just eating it, you would hear that those two words put together, clam and chowder, you're just like, no, thank you.
Well, and I'm from Missouri, so I'm like, what the hell is a clam? Like, I'm not going to eat clams in Missouri. Like, that's just not going to happen.
It's not advised, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So going straight to the source of where the best is, and boy, oh, it was pretty amazing. So if you are ever in the Yarmouth area, disembarking from a ferry to Nantucket, make sure you go to Captain Parker's.
If you're ever in Yarmouth, go to Captain Parker's.
It was so good. And you're right, that was a pretty fun tour. I mean, it was a lot of heavy driving because we had a pretty tight schedule.
Didn't we have a problem with a parrot on that ferry?
What?
Did we?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I remember this woman on the ferry
had a parrot?
Yeah.
On the ferry?
That was just like, I don't know if it was seasick or there was something.
Well, that's pretty disappointing if a parrot was seasick.
I don't remember.
It would really round out our Thanksgiving, though, to go from chickens to turkeys to parrots.
Let's just talk about all kinds of fowl.
I don't know why that popped in my head, because I was actually still looking at this bowl of chowder and thinking, you know, oyster crackers, no oyster crackers, you know?
Oh, right.
And, you know, some people don't even know what those are. Some people are like saltine people, which I think is just totally...
It's not. That's weird.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's too much salt. in that case.
Yeah.
It's too much
but
salt.
But the oyster crackers are so perfect in it because the saltines just like get soggy right away. That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The oyster crackers kind of.
Well, and they have that pocket of air, so there's always this little fun burst of crisp.
When it's fun.
When you kind of crush it on the top of your mouth.
I'm so mm-hmm. hungry now.
Yeah, we keep doing this on the podcast, talking about food when we're hungry.
We talked about pizza recently.
Oh, yeah. we did the Pizza World Tour episode.
Yeah.
We should have had a snack before this.
I know. Well, we might need to go get some wine and whiskey and a little snack and continue our Thanksgiving.
It's just like one of the best. The picture is actually not that appetizing. Like, because he took the picture, like, after he had clearly eaten it for a while.
Yep.
And decided, oh, whoops, I forgot to take a picture of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it was too good. I was busy eating it.
He already ate the oyster crackers.
I mean, the only better picture would have been just the empty bowl.
Yeah.
This was some good clam chowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
At least you get a little bit of everything in this, so it kind of gets the idea across.
Well, and it looks like they sell it at their local supermarket.
So if you don't see it, ask for it.
That's right.
Yep.
Which makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably not as good as you're going to get if you actually just go to Captain Parker's.
No, it's better fresh, I'm sure, but...
Yeah.
I think we should try going to our local supermarket and asking for it.
Yeah.
And asking for Captain Parker's?
It says it's sold at your local supermarket.
Yeah.
That's going to be so disappointing.
It doesn't specify.
It doesn't specify how local.
Maybe at least be in Massachusetts when you do this, folks. And but for the record, Legal Seafood has great chowder.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Who said it wasn't good? Didn't somebody say it wasn't good?
Yeah, my friend Harlan, who's from Maine, but he has Boston accent. I know. He's like, Legal Seafood isn't real chowder. You're not from Boston if you get Legal Seafood chowder. I'm like, really? And I was like, this is so not accurate. And then we started taking a poll, and all of my friends and family from Boston were like, no, Legal's makes great chowder. I'm like, I know, it does.
Wait a minute, are we talking about something that's like within the parameters of the law? Like it was caught legally?
Yeah.
It's the name of the restaurant.
Oh, it's the name of a restaurant.
Sorry, I should have specified.
I'm like,
Legal Seafood is like a super famous chain.
Go illegally catch your own seafood and make chowder out of it, and that's better.
It's fit for consumption.
Than legal stuff.
It's legal. No, it's called Legal Seafood. And if you are in the East Coast, you'll probably run into it, especially at the airports. We were when we flew in to do our Scarborough show in Boston. When I flew out, I don't think Ed and I flew out different separate times because I hung around.
Got it though.
Yeah, at the airport.
At the airport.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's good. I mean, it's no Captain Paca's.
No, it's not as good as Captain Paca's.
Yeah, but if you ever see the chowder at Legal Seafood, I recommend it too. Yeah,
it's definitely good for, you know, clam chowder.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'll keep that in mind.
So that's our chowder world tour, two places, both in Massachusetts.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're going to sing you a song.
One, two, three, four. Denizens of the world around us. Do you think they feel the same way too? If you see what I saw in a magic floating castle, in a bungalow galaxy for two, maybe it came true in a parallel universe. Maybe it worked out after all. Maybe I got the girl. Maybe I saved the world in a parallel universe. Possibilities are endless. If you imagine hard enough, you can solve any problem if you try. It can all go right, or it can all go wrong. Within the safety of your mind, these experiments, they are expensive. The cost of going is so high. But if I spend enough, I can reach Nirvana, or at least that castle in the sky. Maybe it came true in a parallel universe. Maybe it worked out. Got the girl. Maybe I saved the world in a parallel universe.
Parallels, kisses in touch, try putting them next together. A pair of elves living on Rumpelstiltskin. Fairy tales get me some dust so I can Peter Pan away from hell. I think I lost my marble toodles and won't come back to land unless I fell. Head in the clouds, I can only see heaven for miles. In 9 months, an extra mouth that's forever. Squeeze them little fingers and toes. Little man, so clever. But that's another day in the future. Close to my chest, I hold. When I close my eyes and wake up, will I believe the story the dream told? It's never been told. Plunging into true. Darkness, feeling gravity so deep in my soul, my flesh shakes. The same reality I see.
Maybe it came true.
Let it be real and not be fake. I can't shake that. I would hate if I was wrong. But maybe my vanity is an aberration, true. And the birth works out with a little patience in a parallel
with
universe.
Open eyes, I travel to the place where everything is right. Was wrong in a parallel universe. Maybe it worked out for you. Maybe you got the girl. Maybe you saved the world in a parallel universe. Maybe you got the girl. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We hope you're staying safe out there and having a wonderful Thanksgiving in spite of everything. Extra special thanks to our producer patron, Alice Williams. We appreciate it. If you want to find out more about Patreon, go to patreon.com/crimesagainstfolk. You can see all of our Patreon tier options there. And we hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Special thanks to Stephanie for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks, Steph.
Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bye.
Sorry, we're done.
Is it still
going?
Go look
up rubber chicken videos on YouTube and have your mind blown.